On the line today with J.J. Francais from Hillary Communications, talking with J.J. about their commitment to rural broadband. And J.J., first of all, tell us a little bit about Hillary Communications.
Ron, we provide internet, phone, and TV throughout 23 counties in Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa.
Tell me a little bit about, I know obviously you've got some great areas that are very on the rural side of things. You've been very engaged with trying to get some of the grants that Uncle Sam is offering these days to offer additional infrastructure for rural broadband. Now, maybe first of all, why the interest? What's the commitment of Hillary to rural broadband?
Ron, we started in the 1960s in Medicine Park. Today, we have a service in Muse and Red Oak and LaFleur, Oklahoma, and many rural communities. And without USDA dollars, internet simply wouldn't exist in those communities due to the high cost of building internet.
Rural parts of America, we've got kind of a basic disadvantage compared to some of these more populous areas of the country, don't we?
You know, it's a cost per mile issue. You know, in rural Oklahoma, you build less homes per mile than you do in more urban areas.
When we think about these grants that you've been able to put together from USDA, sizable amount of money, several million dollars that'll be used to forward or move forward in the days to come, the service that you're hoping to provide to folks that live in rural areas of our state.
So, Ron, we have a long track record of applying for and securing USDA loans and grants. You know, going back decades, we're one of the most aggressive companies in Oklahoma, and in fact, one of the most aggressive companies nationwide in pursuing USDA dollars. Simply because without those, rural Oklahoma would remain unconnected. This latest round is between private investment and USDA, it's a total of $45 million that will be invested in fiber throughout southern Oklahoma.
JJ, tell me, you know, tell us a little bit about the whole concept. In other words, how do the federal dollars help the private dollars you've got available for these projects? How does that make it a reality?
So, Ron, you know, USDA, the dollars that we're applying for now for broadband have their roots in the Rural Electrification Act of 1930s, where, you know, there just wouldn't have been, wasn't cost effective. It didn't make a good business model to build electric into the rural communities. And so they passed REA and they managed to push out electric to rural homes and farms across the country. They followed that up. It became apparent that, you know, telephone service was essential to modern life. They encouraged and made possible, you know, telephone service throughout the country. And now, you know, our company and many others around the country will tell you that in today's world, internet is just as important as electric or telephone or any other utility out there. What these dollars actually do is allow us to build internet where it simply doesn't make business sense to do it. And so, you know, if you live down a few miles of road and we're going to spend $80,000 to build internet to you and bill you at $58.95 a month, it simply doesn't make sense to build that circuit.
But just like you talked about the rule of electrification of rural America, this is basically the same concept, isn't it?
So, you know, when I was a child, you know, the internet was fun. It was novel. And then it, you know, became YouTube and it became, you know, Netflix. But today the internet is, you know, vital to everything from economic development to, you know, telemedicine. You know, the internet really is becoming integral to our day-to-day life.
That includes some of our farms and ranches, and agriculture is getting to be so dependent on a robust internet connection.
You know, a couple of years ago, we started hearing a novel term called IoT, the Internet of Things. You know, they are now putting the internet to work in the farms to monitor water levels, to monitor, you know, just about every metric out there, to basically digitize the farm and require less people in the field and such.
Maybe give us a little bit of overview of how this money will flow into rural parts of our state. What's the time frame, and how do you see this build out happening?
Ron, some of these projects will get started first quarter of 22. Some of these projects will take, you know, a couple of years to get through our environmentals, to get through engineering and really put fiber into the ground. But this is a long-term investment in these communities. You know, once fiber is in there, It really is future-proofing the internet for rural Oklahoma.
Obviously, the old copper wires that we were so familiar with as we put telephones out across the countryside. What's the difference between that those type of connections and the fiber that you're going to be putting in place in the months and years to come?
The biggest difference between copper and fiber is capacity. We simply can't run the internet of today or the internet of tomorrow on copper. And fiber can push out multiple gigs, 10 gigs, 100 gigs. Really, the internet that you're going to see over the next coming years, we can push that speed out to rural farms and rural Oklahoma.
End of the day, the commitment that Hillary has made to rural parts of Oklahoma and then other states that you mentioned, Texas, I think with Iowa as well. It seems that their real commitment to serve our agricultural producers, especially.
Ron, this will not only cover a couple of thousand homes and over 100 businesses, but this will cover 369 farms throughout Oklahoma.
What else do we need to know about these grants?
We've applied for and won many of these grants in the past and deployed broadband to some of the most rural parts of Oklahoma. And we will continue to apply for grants and USDA dollars as we seek to build out the rest of Oklahoma.
One other question, JJ, as far as you've actually got local systems, in other words, they're a part of the Hillary family. That you've got some local systems, and those are actually the ones, companies that are going to interact directly with their customers down at the farm, ranch, rural homestead level.
So when we buy, and we do this quite often, we buy a phone company in Tatum or in Clayton, Oklahoma. We operate it as Hillary Communications, but the backbone is that original company.
Talking rural broadband with JJ Francais from Hillary Communications. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.